Like the Telecaster on the first album?
Hmm.
That's incredible. That sounds exactly like a Les Paul.
Yeah. Well, that's the amp and everything. These here, you know, I could get a lot of tones out of the guitar, which normally wouldn't sound right, you know. It's like on those early sessions again with Les Paul. It doesn't always sound like a Les Paul, but it is. It's just different, you know, amp play, mic placings and all different things, you know. And just cranking it up to just, you know, distortion point.
Right.
So you can sustain that. And it's bound to sound like a Les Paul, you know.
Using that Supro amp for the first album?
Still do.
Are you using...
All of it's Stairway, so it was done with it. I pulled out the Telecaster, I haven't used it for a long time, plugged it into the Supro and away it went again.
Right.
And that's a different sound entirely. Than any of the first things, you know. So, it was a good versatile setup.
Are you using a Leslie or something like on the solo on Good Times Bad Times? It sounds like almost like
a Leslie. Yeah, it's pushed through. Yeah, it was wired up through an organ thing, and because he. But anyway, yeah, it is for Leslie speaker.
That was an incredible solo.
Could have been better.
You're credited with, like, backing vocals and stuff on the first album.
Yeah.
Did you do...
Singing, yeah. Choruses and things, yeah.
Did you do any singing on the later album?
Yeah, you did. Yeah. You can hear it, really. It is well, and everything.
Is that your backup voice on Good Times, Bad Times?
Mm. Yeah. It's really horrifying, that sound, isn't it? Can you imagine that trying to sleep with that guy? There's no way of stopping it. Apart from putting it out of the wall. So what do? The obvious thing, and then you know, people say, oh, they're hotel records.
Yeah.
Alright.
What kind of acoustic guitar are you using on, like, Black Mountain Side and Dave, I'm gonna lose you?
That was, a J200, which wasn't mine, I borrowed it. I didn't have one, but it was a beautiful guitar. Really great.
It was very nice. Yeah.
Beautiful. I've never found a guitar with that quality since. And to be able to play just so easily on it, you know. Really thick sound. And it had heavy gauge strings on it, but it just didn't seem to feel like it, you know.
You just used your fingers? You didn't use finger picks?
No.
Have you ever used finger picks for acoustics?
Yeah, but I find it too spiky. I don't really... A bit too sharp. You can't get the tonal response that you would get. Saying, well, the way I see it, you know, if you approach any classical with gut strings and the whole technique to that, you know, the way they're picking the bridge. Well, there's two picking ways anyway in classical. But anyway, you know, the whole thing is a tonal response of the string.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's just as important. There was a guy called David Graham in England, but he never used any finger picks or anything,
mm-hmm.
Thumb picks. He used a thumb pick every now and again, but I preferred to do just a picking thing, because it's easier then to get around from guitar to guitar. Well, it is for me anyway. Anyway, but he's apparently, you know, you get calluses on the left hand, you get them all over the right as well, right fingers. But he could get so much attack on his strings, and it was really good.
Did you ever meet any of those people, like Bert Jansen or those people? No.
The most terrifying thing of all, I only learned about a month or so ago, because Jansen appeared to be playing, sort of going down on something, he wasn't interested. Apparently got arthritis.
Oh, God.
Which really did me in when I heard that, because I mean, he really was, I really thought that he was one of the, well, he was, without any doubt, the one that crystallized so many things. As much as Hendrix had done it on the electric, I've already done it on the acoustic. You know, and he was really way, way ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And for something like that, that was such a tragedy, with a mind as brilliant as that. There you go.
On Black Mountain...
Have you ever heard Django Reinhardt?
Sure.
Like his last LP that they brought him out of retirement to do.
No.
It's on Barclay Records in France. And we've been retired for years, and it's fantastic.
Is it?
And you know the story about him in the caravan and losing fingers and stuff. It's fantastic. I mean, you just won't believe it. He must have been playing all the time that to be that good. But it's horrifyingly good. Horrifying. Yeah. But it's always good to hear perennial players like that. There's Paul and people like that.
You listen to Paul?
Oh yeah. You can tell Jeff did too, can't you?
Did you hear that record just did Chester and Lester?
No. Good.
Oh,
jeez. Have you ever heard He's Been a Long, Long Time by him?
No.
Oh, Christ, let me hear that. He does everything on that. Everything in one go. And it's just one guitar. You know, like, it's basically one guitar, even though they track the rhythms and stuff. My goodness, his introductory chords and everything are fantastic. He sets the whole tone and he just goes into this solo, which is fantastic. Now, he did, that's where I heard feedback first from Les Paul. And vibratos and things. Even before BB King, you know.